Thank you. So thank you everybody for showing up today. We'll go ahead and get the agenda pulled up. My guess is it's going to be a fairly quick meeting. Maybe I'll see the agenda.
That's not very efficient. Our car's already going.
So, Renee, I thought we had already met on the charge. No?
We did, but Chris provided that updated little blurb that's in italics, so I wasn't sure if you guys wanted to note that or take any action.
Oh, thank you. I'd forgotten about that. Okay, thank you. Hopefully everybody can see on the agenda that's posted.
Also, just for
There's
attendance, can we like do roll call just for recording purposes too and for minutes?
we can do roll call when we take an action item, but it should show up in the recording based on who's on screen. So within, well, yeah, let's go ahead and do that. We'll go through Jeff, Lori, Marie, if you can do intros, and then I'll just kind of jump around.
Jeff Kotz, Executive Director for the RCCD Foundation.
Lori, you're on mute.
Thanks for that. Lori McQuay, grants for the district.
Thank you. Marie.
Marie Thermidor, Development Officer. Thank you, Rebecca.
Thank you. And Elena, Alice, Deb, Casey.
Elena Santa Cruz, Administrative Coordinator, RCC.
Alice Musumba, MVC Grants Director.
Deborah Mustaine, Dean of Community Partnerships at the district.
Casey Boyer, Educational Resource Advisor, Norco College.
Thank you, Rachel, Christy, Chris.
Rachel Weiss, Dean of the Grants Office over at RCC.
Christy Woods, Vice President, Planning and Development at RCC.
Chris Clark here, Executive Director of External Relations and Strategic Communications.
And then I think Karina and Ed Shavar.
Lottie, Director of Grants here at Norco College.
Hi, I'm your student representative from Norco College.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Students don't always aren't able always able to attend, so super glad you're able to be here. Thank you, everybody else. On the agenda, as Renee helped me remember, there is some italics version that Chris added within the charge. I'd like to have everybody take a look at that and see if there are any issues or concerns.
Are we
Yeah.
saying for its colleges as opposed to the entire district intentionally? Because it seems like the district is the larger container.
For that district instead of its colleges.
No, I think RCCD's Advancement and Partnership Committee works to expand awareness and advocacy for its colleges and engagement with businesses. Blah, blah, blah.
So there's no district level advocacy.
Good point.
So should it say the district?
Works to expand awareness and advocacy for RCCD and its colleges and engagement. I don't know, advocacy.
Isn't it a district committee? Can't we just say works to expand awareness and advocacy for engagement with businesses, community organizations, and so
Take
forth?
it out completely. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's a district committee that's.
Assumptive. Okay.
I like that.
Me too.
Okay. Chris, you want to make that any concerns with making that change?
I
was going to say maybe works on behalf of the district. But you're right. I mean, Elena, it's also maybe kind of redundant. It is a district committee, but I like somehow the reference to colleges because there is no district without the colleges. It can't be at the there's no advocacy for the district alone.
I don't know that that's true. And that was the
Well,
point. That's the point that I think Deb within economic development was making in her first statement.
I understand, but I mean, at the same time, that advocacy ultimately is on it's for the colleges, right? There is no district without the colleges.
There's no district office. I agree with you, and the district as a whole in terms of the function, but there are things that the district could be advocating for that aren't necessarily direct benefits to the colleges.
Well,
It
why
would
don't
be
we
few
just
and it would be few and far between, but there are things.
we could just add after advocacy for the district and its colleges.
The district is not a separate entity from the colleges. The district
Agreed.
is a container that includes all of the colleges and the Ben Clark Training Center and anything else that is within the district. So it's not that the district is, superimposing any sort of more importance than the colleges. It's just that the district is the whole of us, all of the colleges, the training centers, anything else that is included in the district, that's the common container for all of it.
So if it was takeout food, the district would be the bag, and each of the containers inside of it would be the colleges and or different projects supporting it. Clearly, I can have
I
some
don't think we're
snacks
ever
later.
going to finish this debate between the colleges and the
How
thing. I think that for
long have
this
you been having it,
committee,
Elena? Come
I'm like, you said this
on.
was going to be a short meeting. I have a lot to get back to. I think if we just go back to those the yeah, expand awareness and advocacy for engagement and just leave the debate, the chicken and the egg debate to.
But who are you advocating for? You have to say advocacy for something. You can't just say advocacy and engagement because who's the who is the advocacy for? So that's why I say on behalf of the district, on behalf of RCC, works to expand awareness. And then advocacy for its colleges makes sense if you say on behalf of the district or something like that. But again, you're right. We could wordsmith it all day. And if
Advancement
you're
and
not
partnership. We're talking
advocating for
about,
anyone, yeah.
with the community, when it says with the communities that we serve, that's who,
We could just add RCCD after the
That's the
before
whole
we
thing, that
start.
it's not separate. It's my debate with mayor and council. No, the mayor's part of the council. You have to say
Right.
it.
Good assignment for ChatGPT.
No, you're wasting our water. Sorry. Fell
So many rabbit holes we could go down.
out.
Okay, so we have mostly consensus on the charge. Advancement and Partnerships Committee, which takes you, if you click on that link, will take you to a district page. What if we just put the Advancement and Partnerships Committee comma, and I know Elena, this fights with what you just said, on behalf of RCCD, comma. Because the district, to the point, is they don't exist without the colleges and vice versa. So does that work? Cool. I'm not going to take a formal vote. I'm not hearing any no's. I'm not saying any no's. I'm just going to take it as consensus if that's okay. Excellent. Okay, if I can have each of the primaries for the next set of updates give a brief update. So, Jeff, I will do it for civic engagement because Tracy's not here. Chris, Lori, and then Advancement and Partnerships is this group. So I'll do that again from last time. If you guys could just give brief updates, that would be great. And then if there are any questions on each one.
Sure, Facilities Naming Committee. We've met, I think, twice this year, and we've approved this. We've approved a naming in the School of Nursing for San Manuel for a gift of $100,000 they gave to name a to out, re-outfit a lab. Previously, they approved one for Chef Bobby, and we're working right now on getting the signage up for both those. There's also one that's coming through for professor in music that was the late professor that was a drum instructor. I'm slipping on his name right now, I'm sorry. And then we'll probably be working on a new one soon with music for the for John Bion that recently passed. We just had a Zoom meeting before this with his sister, with and she has an interest in doing something in his memory. So that's tracking. We also are working on one that looks like should have been done 15, 20 years ago for someone who made a gift for aquatics. So we'll be running that one through here in the next second, whenever that meeting comes up next, probably this fall. Any questions on those?
Jeff, I don't have a question on those, but I have a question on what comes after. Like once the room naming for Oliver Thompson, for example, was approved, what happens next?
So the for namings that are honorific, there's two ways namings can take place: honorific and philanthropic. So if they're philanthropic, the foundation kind of oversees the creation. We're working with the vendor to get the naming up and pays for it out of the philanthropic gift. If it's honorific, the college that ran the name through is responsible for moving that one forward. So we're, for example, with Chef Bobby, we're working with Dr. Bishop's office to get that finalized. We're actually working now with the vendor to get the name that's gonna go up above the lab created, and there'll probably be some kind of event in September or October to unveil it. For Dr. Oliver, it'll be the same process. So we need to work with Dr. Bishop's office or whoever's office that wants to kind of take the lead on it. He can assign that to whoever he wants, I suppose. But our office is certainly willing to help collaborate with that, because we're kind of now we kind of have the hang of it, and so we could probably help get those things done if they need some assistance.
Okay, thank you. Because even if the colleges are doing them independently for the honorifics, there are certain specs that are required for right. The plaques and things like that, right?
Yeah. So what we've done is Vanessa's kind of worked primarily with to do the ones at RCC that we're working right now. And I think that what our office is responsible for signage has been involved in signing off on that.
Thank you.
Anything else for Jeff?
How often does that committee meet? Because I have an application that I haven't finished filling out that I'd like to submit for that.
It won't meet again until the fall.
To the fall. Okay, perfect.
This will be the structural setup is as whatever of these committees through advancement and partnerships, they will meet either once or twice before. Advancement and partnerships will be the last meeting of the academic semester before I can make it to DSPC with all of the committee meeting minutes to make sure we kind of round out the semester. And then the bulk of what this committee would review or see can go and kind of close it out each semester. Like we'll be bringing some things forward to carry forward, but they should be read or reviewed. Like Chris will give an update on district marketing and communications where there's stuff constantly going through and they meet twice an academic semester, but there's more flow than there is on facilities naming. There was one point where we didn't meet at all because there were no requests. But now we touch base at least once a primary semester to say, hey, we have something or not. And thus far, we have been doing updates with each of the committees because of APs. So all the Chapter 4 BP APs have been through and were through, I think, last year sometime. So, and it was because of all the committee work that rolls up to and through this. So I appreciate people getting things through. Thanks, Selena. Any other questions for Jeff? I don't remember who was next, so Lori and Chris can fight it out. Be brave.
I can go.
That's okay. Fine.
So for strategic communications and external relations, we'll talk about marketing first. We have created and been working with each of the colleges on a unified marketing plan that's district-wide and has all of the different campaigns identified, and then the colleges participate at one level or another on each of the campaigns. So it's a unified plan now instead of a disparate plan. That doesn't mean that the colleges won't do extra marketing, especially program related or they're having difficulty filling up sections or something like that. But as a whole, we're coordinating those efforts and working together. Examples of that right now are the conversion campaign that is, we've just sent out the postcards to everyone that has applied but not enrolled in the past year. And that's been sent out on behalf of each college. So it's a college mailer, not a district mailer. And then the IEDRC has been working with our public affairs officers on a conversion campaign that's done via email. And that's every 2 weeks they send out a new message. And the list is whittled down. So they run a list at the start of the campaign. And then every 2 weeks after that, those people that have applied but not enrolled, it'll take off anybody that's enrolled since the start of the program. So that's ongoing, and that'll go up through the second week of August. And then we also have our outreach teams and the student services teams working on contacting those students. So we have that all being coordinated and going forward, hoping to increase the conversion ratio of applied but not enrolled. We've also been working on the summer fall enrollment campaign. In fact, I just doubled our budget on the social media and search engine marketing for the last month of this fiscal year. So in May and June, we've been running both videos and static ads on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, some on LinkedIn, and then the search engines, principally Google, where we're doing ads that are encouraging people to enroll for the fall, for the summer and fall. We've recently purchased a new type of software called the College App, and it allows us to pull names and addresses and phone numbers of specific target audiences. And so we're working with a company that previously did database surveys and things for political campaigns. And now they've converted that and made it so that not only are they doing surveys on political issues, but they're also doing surveys on things like, are you planning to attend college anytime in the near future? What are your interests? It records things like if you've been a member of any kind of arts organization or a STEM club, or you're a member of a chamber of commerce. It tells us if you have children who, teenage children at home. So it's this pretty comprehensive database that we can now query and work with to pull specific lists. So that when we do things like our adult ed, our dual enrollment, the pathways campaigns, or even program level campaigns, we can specifically target people that have expressed an interest in that discipline and target them on social media, search engines, and also if we want to mail them anything, we have their mailing address and phone number. So that's a pretty exciting new capability. All of the PAOs now have access to that database and can work with VPs that are in charge of marketing for each college. So, they have advantage of that system as well. On the government relations side, we're trying to build stronger relationships with our senators, with our federal senators, I should say, and have some plans to have them visit the college campuses. We've already spoken with Senator Schiff's office, and it appears that he has plans to visit our colleges in the fall. We're coordinating that effort with his regional office here. Still haven't connected yet with Padilla in his office, but we're working on that as well. As far as the policies, procedures, guidelines, right now we're in the process of finalizing the photography guidelines, the website, and ADA compliance guidelines, or related ADA compliance, and then also the logo creation guidelines. And we expect that those will be finalized at the next DMCC meeting early in the fall. I believe that's it for today.
Thanks, Chris. Lori.
Okay, so I think the Alternative Resources Committee is still trying to decide what it's, at least this person in the Alternative Resource Committee is still trying to figure out the charge of the Alternative Resource Committee. So we met in April. We also met back in October, but the minutes from, I think, the October meeting is included in the agenda for this meeting. So the April meeting was mostly a discussion of post-award updates, some updates from workforce and economic development, as well as from the foundation. It wasn't particularly, like, I think I'm supposed to, do you want me to actually share the updates? Because there's two post-award. I think one of the things I'm wondering is if post-award is really appropriate for one or both of these committees. My apologies, I could have asked this a different.
No, you're fine. I think a general overview of this committee is meeting. Here are a couple of things that we're talking about.
Yeah, so we did talk.
Would be more than enough.
Okay, so we did talk about, obviously, the status of the federal government, because we're all talking about the status of the federal government. In fact, every one of our grant directors on this call, and probably a few of the other advancement officers as well, are all directly impacted by the federal government. So we just keep talking about that. And it keeps happening. We had meetings this morning that I'm going to add to the new business topics down at the bottom. But so while we're kind of waiting to see what the federal government is doing, we're trying to improve and strengthen our own internal processes. That's one thing grant people do while we're in a holding pattern on other things. And so what was mainly shared during the April meeting of the Alternative Resource Subcommittee was the things that we're doing on the post-award side, mostly with regard to improving the ability of our project directors to manage their funds. On one side of the house, there's new resource codes. So the Business and Financial Services is looking to separate out grants from categoricals in Galaxy so that you could pull up all of your grants, or you could pull up all of your categoricals, but you wouldn't have to then go through and separate them out. The other thing that we're looking at is strengthening project director training. We really need to make sure our project directors can manage these grants, and they can't. Maybe some of them can, but not all of them, and really all of them need to. Maybe it's 80-85% for those of you who are evaluators and researchers in the house. And so that was a discussion in the April meeting, along with some few minor updates as to what the foundation had done, mostly of which Jeff already shared, and then a little bit on the workforce development side.
Thank you.
I'm trying not to duplicate what I probably am going to say at the next agenda item.
Keep going then.
Oh, keep going. So we're
Yep.
gonna, did we want to do civic engagement? Did we already do that one?
No. Okay. So let me jump in and do civic engagement and apprenticeship, and then we'll do approval of the December 12 meeting minutes, which I think Renee is going to include somewhere. So civic engagement, Tracy and I have met with the group. Anybody who saw a recent board meeting saw the update by College Corps and some of the great work they're doing. That was the primary function or agenda topic for this last meeting. The committee as a structure is struggling because we don't want it to just be a report out, where sometimes this committee might feel like that. It's the review of what the subcommittees underneath it have done before we advance anything to DSPC. So this is kind of that umbrella going back to the district college conversation earlier. So that was the brief update on civic engagement. And then within advancement and partnerships, you all have gotten now the updates from the subcommittees within each that have met once or twice this past semester. And then we also need to take action on what are the December 12th minutes from our last meeting that Renee has posted in the agenda. So I don't know if there are any, if we can take a minute, if there are any questions or concerns. And if there are none, if I can get a motion on the minutes.
A motion to approve.
Thank you, Elena. Can
Second.
I get a, thanks, Chris. Are there any abstentions or any no's? Then we'll take it on consensus if that's okay. I want to thank Jake and Tanisha for joining us. I think at this point on from the agenda perspective, we are now back to updates. So, Lori, you want to keep going?
Sure. So we'll continue to talk a little bit more about updates around the post-award side, in addition to what Misty and Business and Financial Services are doing with regard to being able to split grants from categoricals. We, the grants team, so Rachel, Karina, Alice, and I, are looking to implement a more coordinated new project orientation. So we have a two-page form that we are sitting down with our new grant managers, and I should say new grant managers, but I think also new projects. And I believe that we haven't reached total consistency across that, but definitely people who are new to the colleges and/or the district office sit down when they take over a new grant to understand the basics of where they're coming from. One of the goals of this new grant orientation is to point out to project directors that they are responsible for their budget. I am continuously seeing that we have managers who are not managers, and I use the word grant manager because sometimes they're faculty, sometimes they're project directors, sometimes they're principal investigators. So grant managers are not managing their budgets. You ask them how much they've spent, they don't know. They ask the business office, on any given day. They don't understand what they're looking at in Galaxy. And so this has become kind of a critical issue for me as the executive director of grants and sponsored programs that I plan to address. It's in the strategic plan for grants and sponsored programs. And so we are trying to strengthen training around that, including the new grant orientation, but then also through the brown bags. And I'm hoping to work with other groups throughout the district about how to make sure that those brown bags are really addressing the topics that need to be. One, the people who know how to manage grants are the ones who show up. It's kind of like in classes, right? The A students come to all the supportive services, and the students that really truly need the help don't. So I'm looking for better options as to how to reach out to those project teams that really could use additional assistance. As far as any other grant updates, we are looking to do pre and post improvements over the next 5 years. We just finished our strategic plan. I know that each of the colleges has a strategic plan as well for grants, and that the district plan. And so the four of us, again, Rachel, Karina, Alice, and I, are looking to coordinate how best to do that, working together on the pre and the post side. We recognize we have quite a few challenges ahead of us. Funding is not as it used to be. We went to a case conference for private foundation corporate relations, and mostly attended by fairly large universities, both public and private, as well as some medical hospitals around the country, around the world. And they've all are saying that they used to be able to count on how much they would. So if they, for every dollar that they requested, they would know pretty much how much they would get. And for on average, over 5 or 10 years, it was the same number every year, right? If you requested $100,000, they'd get 75. And in the last 18 months or so, last 2 years, it's dropped by at least half by how much money they're bringing back in. And so while we do have a push to increase the amount of money coming on the private side, we're obviously not a major university. So that's going to be tough. But also on the federal side, we're still looking at grant competitions that are not as they used to be. Let's just say it that way, that we can't depend on the money, and the parameters of the grant applications are such that we actually can't be competitive. So at Norco, we were looking at a grant this morning. They want to fund state applications, and they're only going to fund 2 to 10 in the country. And while the money is a lot, up to 5 million, there's only 10 million to spend. So if they received 2 $5 million state applications, that was it. That's how they're going to spend the money. It's all part of this push to give control back to the states to decide how they spend federal resources. So we have our work cut out for us, both on the pre-award side, which is the revenue generating, and then the post-award side, which is making sure that the money we get is well spent. I'm happy to answer any questions about that or anybody on our team, but I think we can stop there.
Thanks, Lori. Any questions? Cool. Jeff, I don't know if there's anything specific you want to share on the funding levels or where that is going. And then Deb, I don't know if there's anything specific on your side if you want to share. But
Yeah, I don't know that there's anything new that didn't we review these last time, last year? I can't remember. I mean, we have some minimum giving levels required for new buildings, existing buildings, older buildings, academic centers, events, and things like that, and scholarships, endowments. So I'm happy to share any of those numbers if you want, but
I wasn't sure if there was anything specific. So, are there any questions on giving levels? We have talked about them before. They have not changed. Excellent. Deb, anything?
nothing from my side. Thank you.
Okay. Renee, am I missing anything?
Can we talk about new business topics or new topics?
Absolutely. I just want to make sure I'm not missing anything before I
No, you're
go to
good.
that.
Everything else is good to go, for the
Okay.
agenda wise. So it's just open for new business and topics for future meetings.
Thanks. I skipped over the minutes. That's part of the reason I asked. So, Lori, I'm guessing you have a new business item, but anybody else,
Well,
please feel free to jump in.
so I don't know if this is appropriate here or in one of the committees, but there's a couple items that have come up just through the conversations as we try on the pre-award side to develop projects. And one being, could we work together as a group at some level to identify those projects where we could potentially submit collaborative proposals, not respond to an RFP that's already out, but to sit down and discuss, oh, we want to do this. This would be really good if all three colleges work together on. And I was reading the charge of this committee and the alternate resources committee, and I wondered if perhaps, given the people who are in this group, we could do that. But I don't know if it's appropriate. Maybe it's a non-committee work. And then the second one would be, could we establish guiding parameters around how we use, in my case, grant funds, more efficiently, more effectively? One thing that I would say, this is just me talking, is that we don't use grant funds to hire permanent positions. I don't think we've put that in writing anywhere. That is just me pushing. But I was wondering if that topic would be of use so that we could it's becoming harder to pursue grants. It's hard, becoming harder to be more competitive or be competitive at all. And we're going to need to, I think, up our game a bit. And so rather than taking an excessive amount of time trying to find a project where we could collaborate, if we could identify those up front, and if we had some parameters around which we would use grant funds. And then I was kind of hoping we could do an advancement retreat in the fall where we all sit down and identify our funding priorities for the coming year. But I was going to do it that at the grant level, but I don't. But then when I start thinking of who should be there, almost everybody in this group are people I think who should be there, which means it's not just grants.
I agree with you. It's not just grants. I think structurally, it would start with the Alternative Resources Committee before it would come to this group. I'm not necessarily opposed to an advancement retreat. I think it would take a decent amount of lift for us to pull it together this fall. And I don't know if everybody knows, but we have an event scheduled in the fall, of which I do not want to be an event planner, but I mean, I'm calling it a wedding, even though it's a retirement, because we're putting on a pretty big shindig. So I don't know that some of us have the capacity to do it for this fall, but absolutely open to the conversation. And I do think some of those, one or both of those general topics should be brought up at Alternative Resources before it comes here. I don't know if anybody else has any additional comments on that. I do generally support.
I jump in and say I would support it as well. I could also envision it, you know, happening later in the year. It wouldn't necessarily have to be at the beginning of a fiscal year because I think a lot of this is going to roll over into multiple years, whatever we're going to talk about. So if January is a better time and more peaceful and quiet, we could do it then.
True. Anyone else? Okay. Thank you, Lori. Any other new business? Anything else for the good of the group? We will plan to reconvene. The minutes and stuff, as previously shared, we'll move forward to DSPC as informational items. And then this group will reconvene in this fall. What year? Yeah, when am I? We're in June. I don't even know what month that is. We'll reconvene probably November, early December, so that we can still make DSPC. Anything else? Awesome. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Have a good one.